My friend, you're here because you want English skills that help you connect with people on a deeper level. So join the free accent training community on school.com today and get some momentum going with your American accent development. Open the link in the description and request to join the free accent training community while spots are available, my friend. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Accent Training Podcast. My name is Pat. I'm your personal American accent coach. And today I invite you to tune in closely and participate in the tasks of this episode. Today's episode is all about creating an accent training mindset for success. We're going to be setting clear goals, establishing a plan of action, and eliminating any mental barriers getting in the way of those goals. Now, today's episode is a taste of my upcoming video course. I'll have this video course out and available for you very soon. And this video course will include an audiobook and an ebook, all of which I will have ready in about the middle of September. This video course is going to simplify the American accent for you and show you a shortcut to establishing a solid foundation for success in American accent training. More information on that to come very soon. So make sure that you're subscribed. Make sure that you keep an eye out. But in the meantime, follow along closely if you're interested in setting some serious accent training goals and developing a mindset of success, which, when applied effectively, can show you results in all areas of your life. Let's get to it. Today we're going to work on creating a definite mindset. This means aligning your thoughts and actions towards your goals to produce a desired outcome. We create a definite mindset by creating a definite statement, and that is going to be today's focus. A definite statement is a clear and specific declaration of your goals and desires. By creating a definite statement, you get more motivated and you're more likely to succeed. And finally, a definite statement will turn your wishes into beliefs. Because belief is what it's going to take to strengthen your mind and create a new reality, whatever your desired outcome is. Now, there's a common difficulty that a lot of folks face when it comes to creating new beliefs. Most people that are alive believe things that limit their potential. They reinforce these limiting beliefs by repeating limiting words to themselves. This hides the steps that it will take for change and proves their limiting beliefs to be true. Now, by creating a definite statement and a definite mindset, we smash any ceilings of limiting beliefs so that you can grow into the person that you desire to be. So here's how we're going to go about making this happen. I have a task for you to complete. We have to detail your definite mindset. I'm going to ask you 4 essential questions, and I want you to write the answers down for yourself. Now, I'm not talking about just typing it mindlessly into your computer or writing it down on your phone. I want you to grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, and write your answers to each of these 4 questions. As we go through these 4 questions, please pause the video when necessary to give yourself enough time to answer this question to the best of your ability. Let's consider number 1. What is the goal that you want to reach? I want you to think deeply and determine what you want out of the accent training experience. Do you want your English to sound more confident when you're speaking with your peers or superiors in the workplace? Do you want to have an English conversation without people asking you where you're from? Or do you just want to pronounce words more clearly? Think deeply about what you want to reach most of all. Question number two. What will you give to reach this goal? Nothing comes from nothing. Summarize what sacrifices you are willing to make. Time, money, energy, etc. to reach this goal. Now, I asked that to a student lately, and he told me that to him, it wasn't a matter of suffering, that this is a dedication that he happily makes because he enjoys learning English. He says that for him, it isn't just a matter of necessity. Even if he didn't need English for his job, he'd still be highly dedicated to language learning. Now, of course, I respect that, but in response, I would say that his level of dedication is abnormal. In a good way, of course, he's absolutely going to reach his goals because he's a highly driven, highly intelligent, and highly resourceful individual. However, that level of dedication takes years to build up. And when you're just starting at building that type of dedication, sacrifice is necessary. If someone's training for a marathon, it isn't fun when they have to start waking up at 5 or 4 a.m. to get a jog in before the sun comes up. But it's dedication that drives that person to do it. If a doctor is studying medicine, it isn't necessarily a love for medicine that's keeping this doctor awake all night, reading book after book as a med student or a resident. It's dedication and sacrifice. And the same goes for any goal that's worth achieving. Any large goal that you need to work hard for is going to take a level of dedication and sacrifice. And the more that you can sacrifice, the more you're going to get back from that goal. Because as I said, nothing comes from nothing. But in this life, you get what you give. Question number three, when will you reach this goal? Based on your skill level, time that you can dedicate, and need for success, when will this goal be realized? Now, when you're considering this, I want you to consider something here. Imagine with any kind of education, compared to the real-world application of mastering your field. The education in school gave you tools that were necessary as a foundation to mastering your field. However, it wasn't until you actually got into the field and practiced it for years or decades that you became a master in your field. Through our training here, I will give you the tools to succeed. And it will take your consistent and applied dedication over an extended period of time to reach this goal. This is your educational training period. You will not come out of the training period a master, but you will come out of the training period with a foundation for success. So consider, based on your dedication and your drive for success, how long it will take for you to master, not only learn, but master your foundational training. My personal definite statement gives me about 4.5 years to reach my goal. I'm not like, in 1 year I have to be here. It's unrealistic. Consider at least 6 months plus to see serious results with this goal. And question number four, what is the plan to make this happen? Now, this will change over time as your understanding of American accent development grows. So based on what you know at this moment, what will you do to make this happen? Consider your plan, put it down on paper, and then let's move on to our next task. Now, task number two is to create a definite statement. I want you to structure your four answers into one definite statement. If you like, I've added a template below to help simplify things for you, or feel free to construct your own or modify the template if you prefer. Here's our template. Through a daily sacrifice of what you will give, I will achieve what you want by the date of your elected date. I will achieve this through summarize the plan of action. Again, don't just type this statement out alone and save it in a file which you leave and you never open again. Grab a pen, press it to the paper, and write these words down to structure a new belief in your brain. Once we have that written down, we need to fortify your new belief. So write down that statement and repeat it to yourself twice, daily, every day, starting today. And put your plan of action into effect. Also, starting today, whether you're ready or not, if you're waiting for someone to tell you it's time to start, I'm telling you right now, you've already written down the plan. Put it to work. Now, as I've said, it's most beneficial if you read this to yourself twice a day. First, when you start your day in the morning, and again, when you go to sleep at night. Now, I understand that for many of you, the morning is already past. That doesn't get you out of this. You've still got to read it twice today and twice tomorrow. So read your statement to yourself now, and then read your statement to yourself again when you hit the hay. Repetition of this statement creates a new pattern of thought in your brain. This will change your burning desire into a belief and enable you to create a new reality. Now, while this task is simple and easy, this is one of the most difficult things to overcome because you likely already have some limiting thoughts in your head. I'm not tall enough to do this. I'm not strong enough to lift that. I can't run very far. I'm not good enough. And you know what? Those words are poison. The words that we repeat to ourselves are the words that stick in our minds and later determine the actions that we take. When you tell yourself, I'm not good enough to do this or that, you're going to prove yourself true because you're not even going to try 100% to get it done. But when you decide for yourself, a definite statement, and you repeat that definite statement to yourself twice a day, in the morning and at night, you will create a new pattern in your brain which will permit the actions that you take to align with the outcomes that you desire. Let's close this off with a few words from Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. There are no limitations to the mind, except those we acknowledge. Both poverty and riches are the offspring of thought. I'm opening my doors of enrollment for the month of May. I've got 5 accent training spots available for 5 accent learners who want to see predictable progress learning to communicate in English with the same habits, the same patterns, and the same sounds that Americans use naturally. I've got limited space available this month, my friend. So apply right now through the link in the description if it's important for you to learn to speak English in the way that Americans listen for.